The children shuddered a little at that, remembering their own kind father, and gazing sadly at the poor substitute now sitting across the table from them.
"Lately," Count Olaf said, "I have been very nervous about my performances with the theatre troupe, and I'm afraid I may have acted a bit standoffish."
The word standoffish is a wonderful one, but it does not describe Count Olaf's behaviour toward the children. It means reluctant to associate with others, and it might describe somebody who, during a party, would stand in a corner and not talk to anyone. It would not describe somebody who provides one bed for three people to sleep in, forces them to do horrible chores, and strikes them across the face. There are many words for people like that, but standoffish is not one of them. Klaus knew the word standoffish, and almost laughed out loud at Olaf's incorrect use of it, but his face still had a bruise on it, so Klaus remained silent.
"Therefore, to make you feel a little more at home here, I would like to have you participate in my next play. Perhaps if you took part in the work I do, you'd be less likely to run off complaining to Mr. Poe."
"In what way would we participate?" Violet asked. She was thinking of all the chores they already did for Count Olaf, and was not in the mood to do more.
"Well," Count Olaf said, his eyes shining brightly, "the play is called The Marvellous Marriage, and it is written by the great playwright Al Funkoot. We will give only one performance on this Friday night. It is about a man who is very brave and intelligent, played by me. In the finale, he marries the young, beautiful woman he loves in front of a crowd of cheering people. You, Klaus, and you, Sonny, will play some of the cheering people in the crowd."
"But we're shorter than most adults," Klaus said. "Won't that look strange to the audience?"
"Ugh. You will be playing two midgets who attend the wedding," Olaf said patiently.
"And what will I do?" Violet asked. "I'm very handy with tools, so perhaps I could help you build the set."
"Build the set? Heavens, no," Count Olaf said. "A pretty girl like you shouldn't be working backstage."
"But I'd like to," Violet said. Count Olaf's one eyebrow raised slightly, and the Baudelaire orphans recognized this sign of his anger. But then the eyebrow went down again as he forced himself to remain calm.
"But I have such an important role for you on stage," he said. "You are going to play the young woman I married."